In the sacred liturgy of this Palm Sunday, the beginning of our Holy Week, in a few moments, we relive the triumphal entry of Jesus into his city, not to be crowned a king, but then to be crucified. And yet the irony of it all is that those who murdered him actually crowned him king, true king, king of the universe, king of hearts. As we have just participated in the passion of our Lord, and we shall again do so next Friday, Good Friday, we begin this Holy Week, hopefully, meditating on what God has done for us. There was not a single human being born from Adam and Eve to the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, not Moses, not Abraham, not King David, no one who was fit to be our Redeemer, because all were sinners. All had been unfaithful. All were tainted by that original sin. God proves to you and to me again what true mercy is. It's not being just nice. It's not saying, don't worry about it, what you did wasn't so bad. In spite of us, in spite of the countless sins we've committed, he came to us, took on all of our sins, though he was sinless, subjected himself to the worst possible torture and death, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. He wants to love us to death, literally. Do we know that? Do we really know that? Hopefully, during the course of this Holy Week, we come to realize, to appreciate better, more profoundly, and with the greatest humility, what the Lord God has done for each of us. We have the way to heaven opened up for us. And it is Jesus, obedient to death, as St. Paul so beautifully proclaimed in that second reading, obedient to death, even to the worst death on the cross. And he did it for you and for me and for every person. It's almost incomprehensible, except for our faith, that God himself would do this for us. And yet he has. I ask you my prayer for you in this holiest of our weeks. Return to him. Kneel before him and allow him to love you with that merciful love which is beyond compare, which is what each of us needs, which is what we gaze upon at every Holy Mass as we receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the most holy Eucharist. Truly, the Lord Jesus has loved us to death, his death, in order to give us his life.